And tell me the big question, how did you end up in Cork?
That was a very nice, yeah, it's a nice thing. What happened was, I was reading a newspaper and I saw an adding, and they were looking for people for a call center in Manchester. I thought to myself, why not to be abroad for a year and then come back again and to improve my English? But the job interview was in the Netherlands, was in Amsterdam, so I had the interview. But what happened was, I don't know what happened was, but they didn't give me the position. But a few weeks later, Apple rang me to ask if I'd like to work for Apple. I thought, hey, I think Ireland can be nicer than England. So I said to myself, okay, I will go there and we'll see what will happen. But that was the way how it goes, yeah. Apple rang me to ask me if I want to work for Apple. So
That's
that's
how
the
you ended
reason.
up here
Yeah,
in
how I
Cork.
came up here, yeah.
Did you know anyone here, Loda, before you came? Did you
No,
know?
nobody. It was really like I like to be abroad for a year and see what's gonna happen. It is good for my development, and I know it was another reason was to improve my English. That was another thing, but I was really like, I really don't mind. I will be a stranger, but I'm going to Ireland for a year.
So when you saw Cork for the first time, what
Yep.
was your first impressions?
If you are from a big city, big city, I came over here and it was real like, it felt like you are driving in a car and you're driving 70 miles. And if you push the brake down unexpectedly and you're going 40 miles, you know, it was like, whoa. Everything was so slow. Everything was so relaxed. I was always so stressed in the Netherlands because you have to work, you have to study, you have to. It's a fast society, but in Ireland it was so relaxed and I never thought it before. It was like, yeah, it was nice, it was good.
And what were your impressions of the, we'll say the city centre now, the buildings and that?
The funniest thing, what I like here, especially in the south of Ireland, the buildings are painted in different colors, pink, yellow, green, orange, and yeah, it looks very good because it's your own property, so you can do what you want. But yeah, in the Netherlands, it's like if you want to paint your house, you have to go to the government to ask for permission, but you can't use all the colors.